Masechtas Baba Kama, Daf Nun Hey, two lines from the bottom of Daf Nun Dalam Beis, and yesterday, in regard to the Issa of Mechama B'Shabbos, the Gemara wanted to know how we learn that the Issa applies not only to Behemoth, but to Chayas and Eifis as well. And the Gemara brought a Brisa, and in it, Rabbi Yasi brought from the name of Rabbi Shmuel a Klal of Prada Klal from the Dibris HaRishonis that stated in Pashas Yisrael, and the Aseres HaDibris that stated in Pashas Vezchanon. And therefore, our Gemara continues and discusses the two different times that the Torah mentions the Aseres HaDibris. And of course, we know that Bediba Echad Namru, the Gemara tells us that Shol Rab Chanina ben Ogalus, Rab Chia ba Abba, Rab Chanina ben Ogalus asked the following question to Rab Chia ba Abba, that why is it in Pashas Yisrael that the Torah doesn't mention Toiv when it speaks about Kibud Av Eim, as the Pasuk says, Kabbis Avicha Vesimecha, Leman Yerichon Yomecha Al Adoma, Asher Hashem Lekecha Noisin Loch, and it would Dibris Achrenis Nem Bem Toiv, as the Pasuk states in Pashas Veschanon, Kabbis Avicha Vesimecha, Kasher Tzivcha Hashem Lekecha, Leman Yerichon. And it mentions the word Toiv, as it says, Laman Yitavloch, and we continue on Daf Nun Hey Manav. So Amaloi, Rab Chia bar Abba, responded to Rab Chanina ben Ogol, Ad Sha'ata Shaleni Laman Nem Ben Toiv, until you ask me, why does it say the Lashon Toiv, Shaleni Im Nem Ben Toiv, Im Lav, you should ask me if the Torah says the Lashon Toiv or not, Shaini Adem Nem Ben Toiv, Im Lav, as I'm not a Bucky in Torah, and therefore I don't even know that the Pasuk in Pashas Yisrael doesn't mention the Lashon Toiv, and the Pasuk in Pashves Chanon mentions Lashon Toiv. Rav Chiya Ba Abba continued, Klach Itzor Rav Tanacha Bar Chanoloi, Shai Yerogel Itzor Rav Yishuv Ben Levi, you should go and visit Rav Tanacha Bar Chanoloi, as he is a Talmud of Rav Yishuv Ben Levi, Shai Baki Ba Gadda, and Rav Yishuv Ben Levi was a Baki Ba Gadda, and he'll be able to respond and explain this to you. Ozel Gabay, so Rav Chanina Ben Ogel went to visit Rav Tanacha Bar Chanoloi, and Al Malay, and Rav Tanacha Bar Chanoloi said, Mimena Loi Shemati, I never heard anything about this from Rav Yishuv Ben Levi, El Kach Omli Shmuel Bar Nachum, but this is what was told to me from Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachum, who was the uncle of Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina. And some say Avi Imay Shel Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina, and he was the maternal grandfather of Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina. And he taught me that the reason is Hal V'Seifin L'Shtaba, since Hakadosh Baruch Hu knew that the first luchais would be broken by Moshe Rabbeinu, therefore Hakadosh Baruch Hu didn't add the word Toiv into the first luchais. And the Gemara asks, V'Chi Seifin L'Shtaba May Havei, and why would it make a difference if the first luchais would be broken? And Amar Rav Ashi Chas V'Shalom Paska Toiv Yisrael, Rabbi Ashi said that if it would have said Toiv and the Luchas would have been broken, then Toiv would have been taken away from Klal Yisrael forever. And of course, all the Mefarshim are bothered that how could it be Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba would state that I am not a Baki in Torah and I don't know simple psukim in the Torah, especially in the Aseres HaDibris. And Taisus and Masechtas Baba Basra on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Aleph says, Pa'am Shloi Hayu Bekim B'Psukim, that there were times that there were Amorayim that were not Bekim in Psukim. And Taisus brings a raya from our story that we just had as Bechim Matzino B'Seif Shor Shana, which is our Gemara, and Ayin and Ein Yaakov, who says that this is actually a Lashon Anivus, and since Rav Chiya Bar Abba did not have a response for Rav Chanina ben Ogel, therefore he said, I don't even know the Psukim, but of course he just meant to say that I don't know the reason why it says the Lashon Laman Yitavlach only in Pashas Veschanon and not in Pashas Yisrael. And the Rif in Ein Yaakov says an interesting pshat, that Rav Chanina ben Ogel took it for granted that it was actually a difference in what was written in Dibris HaRishonis and Dibris HaAchronis, and Rav Chiya Bar Abba responded to him that although in the Torah we have different versions as to what was said in the Aseres HaDibris, but the Maisa, both of them was said B'dibur Echad, and therefore it's quite possible that the words L'manit Lach were actually written in the Dibris HaRishonis as well. And the Gemara continues, Amar B'shul Ben Levi, Rabbi B'shul Ben Levi teaches us, Haroya Tes B'chaloyim Simin Yoflai, if someone sees the letter Tes in his Chaloyim, then it's a good omen for him. My time, and what is the reason? Ilayim B'shul Ben Nechsev Taiv, if you're going to tell me it's simply because the letter Tes is in the word Taiv, Ema V'te'et HaSeya B'metate HaShmed, let us say when someone sees the letter tes in the chalayim, it's referring to a pasuk that has a lot of tes in it, which is a pasuk in Yeshaya, and over there it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will sweep the Bnei Yisrael's enemies clear with the broom of destruction, and therefore we see that it's referring to a case of destruction, and maybe it's not talking about Taiv, and therefore how can you say by seeing the letter tes in the chalayim is a simin yaflai? And the Gemara says, Chat tes kamrinan, since he saw one tes is in the chalayim, therefore it's referring to a word that has one tes, and that refers to Taiv. So the Gemara asks, Ema, let us say that maybe the test is referring to the pasuk in Eicha that says Tumasa B'Shulea, which is talking about the destruction of Klal Yisrael. And because of this question, the Gemara says that Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi says Harei Tes B'Chalayim Bay. He didn't mean that he only saw a Tes; he meant Tes Beis Kamrinan, that he saw a Tes and a Beis, which is of course the Sherish of Taiv. So the Gemara says Ema Tavu Be'Archara. Even though you saw a Tes and a Beis, maybe it's referring to another pasuk in Eicha that says that the gates of Yerushalayim and of the Beis Hamikdash was swallowed up into the earth, and the Lashon Tavu has a Tes and a Beis. The Gemara therefore says that in the Chinami, Rabbi Shubal and Levi said, our original understanding was correct, that he only saw a test. The reason why we know it's referring to the Lashon Tov, Elohilu Pasal Be'akasat L'Tov Atchila, and since the first time that we have a test in the Torah is referring to Tov, therefore we know that someone sees a test in his Chalayim, it must be a Simon Yaflai, Shem Bereshis Ad Vayala Kimasar, like Siv Tes, as from the beginning of Pasal Bereshis until the Pasal that says, Vayala Kimasar Ki Tov, there is no letter test, and therefore, since this is the first time that there's a test mentioned in the Torah, so it must be if someone's Roya Test B'Chalayimai, it will be a Simon Yaflai, as we see that at its core, the letter test refers to Tov. The Gemara continues with another member from Bishu Malevi, Roya Hesped B'Chalayimai, if someone sees the word Hesped in his Chalayim, Kosalab and Hashemayim, Padu, it's a Simon that he potentially was in danger, and HaKadosh Baruch had Rachmanis on him, and he was paid to him, Bahani Mili B'Ksava, and the only time that we said this is only when he saw the Lashon Hesped, and it was written, and it's not that he actually saw a Hesped taking place. And since we know that a Hey and a Ches are interchangeable, therefore it's as if the word Hesped states Chas Pod, meaning that it was Chasalav Upado. Na'in Ben Yoyada, the Lechayr, why did this person see the Lashon Chaspad in his dream, and why Dafka the Lashon Hesped? And the Gemara continues, it quotes from our Mishnah, V'chein Chayev If Ki Yitz Ben, that just like all the deen that we mentioned in Mishnah, apply not only to a Sharon Chamar, but applies to all behemoths, they also apply to all Chayus and all Oifus as well. One of the things that we mentioned in our Mishnah is Klayim, and as Rashi said, we're talking about two types of Klayim. We're talking about Klayim Da'va, and we're also talking about Klayim Da'hanaga of Loisachresh Bishar V'chamar Yachtav. Our Gemara begins, Amar Yishlokish, where Yishlokish teaches us, Kan Shon Rebbe, since we just learned in our Mishnah that B'degeya Klayim, that it also includes Oifus, therefore we can learn from Rabbi Huda Nasi that Tanagal Tavis Upisoni, Klayim Zebizeh, that if you have a chicken or a peacock or a partridge, that all of them would be considered Klayim, and you can't mate one with another. And the Gemara asks Pshita that certainly they're considered different minim. Therefore, certainly once we know that there's Klayim by Eifus, then certainly it's including the Issa of Klayim. And Amar Chaviva Mishum Duravu Bahad Adadi. So Amar Chaviva explains because they live together, therefore one may think that they're considered one min. Kamash one that they're all considered separate minim, and the Issa of Klayim applies. And as the Gemara states, Marotim Minchadu Kamash Malon. The Loshin of Rish Lakish of Kan Shon Rebbe Zok Rashi B'Mishnah Zu Diktani Klayim Noig by Eifus Lamanu Dechol Eifus Klayim Zebzeh. And Ayin Tesis the Tapra Amid, the Avagav Leashmina Masisin, the Lahavi Trey Mini, and even though we don't see from a Mishnah that these types of birds are considered two separate species, Avagav Duravabadadi, Feloishamina, and El Issa Klaim Shaykh Baifis, and all we see from the Mishnah is that the Issa Klaim is Shaykh Baifis, Mikom Mokum, Osi Shapir, the Harikam Rish Lakish, and this is what Rish Lakish meant when he said, Kan Shani Rabbi, Klaimak, Kimin Shani Rabbi, Deish Klaim Baifis, the Nadi Rabbi taught us that there is a concept of Klaim Baifis, Im Kane, therefore, Tanagal Tavis of Pisani, Klaim Zabiza, Kimisver Nafshin, Yeshlan Ludas, Sheilam Halukim Zabiza, Veinam in Echor, the Afagab, the Rabu Bahada Dodi, Taze brings from Mesechtis Yavamis as well as Mesechtis Gittin of Amur Rava Medusa Shrabichim and Gogada, which is a similar concept that even though you don't see the actual din from Abichim and Gogada, Rava still uses a similar Lashon. And over here also, although Rish Lakish used a Lashon Kanshan Rebbe, he didn't learn this exact din from Rebbe, he just learned the concept from Rebbe. However, Ayin Rush that brings down that Dovazel Lomdu Rish Lakish Mishneh Seinu, that actually Rish Lakish learned this from Rabbi himself, the Tani V'chein Chayev Oif Ki Yitz Ben. And since the Mishnah stated that Oif has the din just like a Chaya and a Behema, and when the Tani Oif Bahadi Chaya, and since our Mishnah included Oif together with the Chaya, over Chaya Tanan, and regarding a Chaya, we have a Mishnah that states, has the Eva Kalev Kufri Vashul, Va'izim Vatsaboyim, Va'ilim Varachlaim, Vasus Vaparad, Vachamor Varud, Avo Pisha Demizel Zer, Klaim Zebzer, that even though they're similar to each other, they're all considered Klaim Zebzer, and they consider different meaning, and we see from a different Mishnah that Rebbe taught us Afagav the Dhammadadi that even though these animals are similar to each other, Vrabadadi, and they grow together and they live together, Kivan Shishne Minuhain have a Klaim Zebzer, Vuhadin Baifis Nami, and therefore from a combination of these two Mishnayas, Rish Lakish was able to learn from the din of Rebbe that the same din were applied by Nagay Oifis, that even though they are birds that are similar to each other and they also live together, that they're still considered two meaning, and therefore the Issa of Klaim also applies to these meaning. We explained the Lashon of the Gemara of Mishum Duravu Bahadi Adadi that they live together, and the Rashba brings from the Raibid Shezem Megadla Frechem Shelzeh Vezem Megadla Frechem Shelzeh Ke'ilu Heim Min Echad. Since the males of all these species could sit on the eggs of a different species and it will help them fertilize, the egg will develop, so therefore we would think that they considered one min, and maybe the Issa of Klaim doesn't apply, and he brings the Ilu and Pesha Gedalim Zem Zeh only based on the fact that they just live together. Why why would we have such a Havmina if we find that sheep and goat live together, and certainly over there we know that they're considered two minim, and therefore that can't be the Chiddush of Reish Lakish. And the Gemara continues, Amar Shmuel, Shmuel teaches us, Avaz ba'Avaz Habar, a goose and a wild goose, Klayim Zebzeh, are considered Klayim with each other, and they are considered two separate minim. And the Gemara asks, Maskar Rabbi Rochanon, my time, what is the reason? Ilem Mishum, the high Urach Koyei, the high Zuta Koyei, if you're going to tell me it's because one has a large beak and the other one has a shorter beak, if you're going to look at every single attribute of different types of animals and that is going to define the species, Elameata, if that's the case, Gamla Pasa, the Gamla Taya, if you have a Persian camel and an Arabic camel, the high Olam Koyei, the high Cotton Koyei, that this one's neck is very thick and the other one has a narrow neck, Hachinami, to have a Klayim Zebzeh, would you think that it's considered Klayim when you mate one with the other? Of course it can't be Klayim, they're both considered regular camels, Elam Abaya, therefore Abaya says, that there is a major difference between the regular goose and a wild goose. And as Rashi says, that the Beya Zachris Nikurim Ba'avas Abar Mibuchutz, that the Beyim of the wild goose is external, and the Beyim of the regular Avas and the regular goose is internal. Since we see such a major difference, therefore we consider them two separate meaning, but Bidigay Klayim. Gemara tells us another difference, Rapapa states, Hatu Nechada Be'asa B'Shechla, that the Avas Habar, the wild goose, carries one egg and doesn't have multiple eggs inside it at a time. However, the regular goose carries multiple eggs inside it at one time, and therefore we see that they're completely different minim, and that's why klayim applies. And Gemara continues, Rabbi Yirmiyah says in Reish Lakish that although in our Mishnah we said that klayim applies to behemoth, chayis, and eifais, and did not mention fish, but Zok Reish Lakish, Hamaviyah, Shnei Minim, Shebiyam, Leika, someone mates two fish in the sea, then there would be Malkus, and it isn't a Sederaisa, and my timer, and what is the Makar for this din? Since in Pasuk Bereishis, when it discusses the creation of all the different animals and the fish, the Pasuk states, and the Torah uses the lashon of lumineum. The Pasuk continues, and the next Pasuk states, and therefore we see that regarding fish and regarding behemoths, the Torah uses lashon lumineum, since the Issa of Klayim applies to behemoths, therefore it applies to fish as well. Taisus brings from the Rishalmi that's impossible to mevia dogim and to mate different fish together. Therefore, instead of being gerus in Agamara, hamevia shnei minim, Taisus brings a girsa that hamanik beis minim shebiyam loika. If someone would take two large fish and attach it either to a wagon that's on dry land, as we will see in a moment, or he takes two fish and attaches to a boat and has the two fish that are from different species pulling the boat, then he would be oivan the Issa of Klayim of Hanoga. Taisus then says that lemaisa you don't have to be megia Agamara, and we could be gerus hamevia shnei minim, and we're not talking about going and mating two different fish together, which were regular fish, but we're talking about min chayes hayom, and over there certainly it's shaykh to have klayim, and therefore the ishava can apply. And also let's see the end of Taisus dibel maschal lemineo miyabasha, where Taisus is bim taima lamu lemel of klayim dava behamtecha mishabes. Why is it that the Gemara in the afternoon dalam abeis had to bring a limud to teach us that the din of klayim applies b'negei avar to all behemoths, to all chayes and oifes from a limud behamtecha from Shabbos? Levuya oifes tape glay milumineo keich di alfinim dogim. The lemaisa says loshim mineum b'negei oif, as it says ves kol oif kol and flumineo, and therefore we should learn the word mineo from the word mineo b'negei behemoths, and therefore klayim should apply just like we learned b'negei dogim v'yishloim in the lav tzei shava without the tzei shava we have a mafka kara behamtecha mashu usay avol hash to dasik tzei shava. Only once we have the tzei shava mafka lekara mashu usay, and now we say that the loshim behemoth that says b'negei klayim is not dafka mambina nafilu dogim lumineo lumineo miyabasha, and then we can learn the loshin mineu b'negei dogim as well. And the Gemara continues. Boy Rechava, Rechava had the following shayla: Hamanik be'iza v'shibuta ma'u. If someone takes a goat and attaches it to a wagon that's on dry land, and he also takes a large fish that's in the sea and he attaches it to the wagon, and now they're pulling it together, would that be an issa of klayim or not? Miyamrina kivin izla nachas b'yam v'shibuta le'solot liyabasha. Do you say that since both of these can't go and perform their duties where the other one is, therefore you don't connect the two, since the goat must remain on dry land and can't go into the water, and the fish can't come onto the dry land, therefore we look at them as two separate entities, and therefore like Klumavid, we don't consider it that they did the Issel Klayim, or Yidilma Hashtami is Kamanig, or do we say that Lemaisa, there are two different meaning that are pulling this wagon, and therefore it's considered the Issa of Klayim of Hanoga? The Gemara is Maskla Ravina, so Ravina is El Me'ato Chiba Chita Soe B'Yadai. If Reuven takes a wheat kernel in his hand together with a barley kernel, Vizara chita ba'aretz u'sa'ari b'chutzla'aretz hachin aminu mechayev. If you would have a habmina, in this case, it's considered klayim. So in a case where you take a wheat kernel and you plant it in Eretz Yisrael, and you take a barley kernel and you plant it right next to it, but it's in chutzla'aretz, would you say that you're chayev? Of course you wouldn't be chayev, and if over here also, you shouldn't be chayev. And the Gemara says, it's pashut that there's a very big nafkamina between these cases, as amri, hachi hashta, hasam eretz makam chiyuva, chutzla'aretz loy makam chiyuva. Over there, if you planted the chit in Eretz Yisrael and the seira in chutzla'aretz, so the seira was planted in a place where the issur klayim doesn't apply, and therefore certainly you can't connect it to halcha idu chiyuvahu. But over here, since as we mentioned from Reish Lakish that the issur klayim applies to fish, so since both of them are in the pasha of klayim, so now that you attach it to a wagon, even though they're in two different mekaymos, of course the issur klayim should apply. And the Gemara is not pashut in shayla. Hadlach shoshen al gachsapara. Hadlach shoshen al gachsapara. Hadlach shoshen al gachsapara. And we continue on afternoon hayon beis with the new parak and the mishnah hakoyin tzein ladir. If Reuven places a sheep into a corral, and he locked the gate properly, even so, the sheep is able to escape from the gate and escape from the corral, and it goes and damages someone's property, then pata, then Reuven would be pata. And keep in mind that the Mishnah states, and until now we were talking about Shvarim, and all of a sudden we changed to Tzayin, and the Gemara will use this as a raya to a point that Gemara will make. And the Mishnah continues, however, if Reuven did not lock the gate properly, and the sheep escapes and goes as mazik someone, chayiv, then we will be chayiv. And Rashi explains in the first case of the Mishnah, hakain is pata da notra, because Reuven lemaisa guarded this animal, and lemaisa it's an oinis, and oinis rachmana patre. And of course, b'negei hezek, we do have the din of oinis, even though b'negei adam mazik, certainly we would say adam u'la'ilam. The Mishnah continues, nifritza b'layla oisha petzu listim v'yotza v'zika pata. If Reuven originally was no b'fnei karal, and then the actual gate fell down or was breached during the nighttime, or Shimon came and broke through the gate, and the sheep now goes out by itself and is mazik someone's property, then Reuven will be pata. And Tosfos explains that afal pi the tana nol b'fnei karod pata, that even though we just lured us that if it was nol b'fnei karod, then Reuven is pata. But lemaisa there's a chiddush over here, as the Gemara says on daf yudal manav habiyoyim chayiv, that if this would happen during daytime, he Reuven would be chayiv. The kol isli lemilsa, that it was a kol that the gate fell down, umistam yadash nifritza, and therefore even Mistama would have to be assumed that Reuven knew about it, and therefore he should have gone and made sure that the tzayin didn't get out and didn't damage someone else's property. Inami, and another chiddush is belayla afilu neidle shenifritza v'yotza abehema ein le'detroich yesh medayi lechazachre abafela. And the chiddush is that if it's at night, even if Reuven finds out that his gate broke and therefore there's a potential that the tzayin will go out and damage someone else's field, that Reuven doesn't have responsibility to go and run after the tzayin during the nighttime. And Tezis continues, b'negeir patzul listim v'itzuch lashmina. The chiddush is that feel how listim paturin kishlo yitzu, that the listim themselves would be pata, where the listim did not take out the animal and the listim just broke through the gate and the tzoyin escaped on its own. And as the Mishnah continues, how yitzu listim, if the listim actually took the tzoyin out of this pen or out of this corral and now the tzoyin went as mazik, then listim chayovim, that although Reuven certainly is not going to be chayiv, but the listim would be chayiv. And the Mishnah continues, in a similar case where Reuven was no b'fanel karo, but then hinicha b'chama, he left the tzoyin in the heat of the day, and the sheep wasn't protected from the elements, and therefore was very hot. Or Reuven gave over the guarding of this animal to a chereshet v'katan, and the animal now escapes from the pen and it goes and is mazik someone. Then chayiv. Then Reuven would be chayiv. The Mishnah continues. Masul haraya. If Reuven gave his sheep over to a shepherd that was a badas, nichlas haraya tachtav, then the shepherd is in the place of the balabayas, and all the dinim of shmira that generally apply to the balabayas would now apply to the shepherd. The Mishnah continues, Nafalogina, if this animal falls into a garden, Benenis, and it has Hana, Mishalemis Mashanenis, then Reuven is only Chayif, whatever Hana the animal had. And Rashi says, Nafalogina, Ba'inis, that it fell Ba'inis, Migag Baigla, Hasamach Loginis Chaveri, from the rooftop of the owner, which was close to the garden of its friend, or was walking with Shusrabim, and the Shusrabim was a little higher than the Gina, and it fell into the neighboring garden. The din is, it'll only be Mashanenis, Lefihan Asa. And we know that the amount that a person is responsible to pay based on Hana is much less than the standard amount that you pay when you mazik someone. For example, if this animal ate very expensive vegetables, and generally you would give him sairim and you would give him barley to eat, then you would look at it as if he ate barley, and that is the amount of Hana that he had, as that is the type of food that the owner would have gave him to eat, and that is the only Hana the owner had, that you now saved him, that he doesn't have to feed his animal for this meal. However, the Mishnah continues, if this animal goes into a garden by itself, and it does so in intentionally in order to have hanah and in order to eat, and the sheep now eats different vegetables in Shimon's garden, then Reuven is chayiv to pay based on the actual damages that his animal caused. And the Gemara asks, Ketzad Mishalem is Mashe Hazeka, how do you actually pay based on what damage he caused? And the Mishnah tells us, Shom Beisa, but Isisada Kama Isiyafa V'Kama Yiyafa, that you don't go and say that since he ate a bushel of vegetables, therefore Reuven is now chayiv to pay based on each individual vegetable that he ate, which of course would be a very high market price. And instead, you say that we look at the entire Beisa, and the animal ate a specific small amount in the Beisa, and therefore, if Reuven would want to sell a Beisa prior to the animal eating this roe in the Beisa, then he would be able to sell it, for example, for $1,000, and now that the animal ate one roe in the Beisa at a wholesale price, certainly that's not going to make a major difference in the entire Beisa, and therefore, of course, the amount that Reuven would have to pay Shimon is much less than if you evaluated it based on the amount that Shimon could sell to his peers when he takes it to the market. And as Rashi says, in Shimon Sarugal Vada, when Pesha Mafsid Mazik, that the Mafsid will lose out, as this is not beneficial to the Mazik, Sheshomel Yisrael B'chol Shavel, and Rechmona Oma, and the Torah tells us, Ubiya B'stei Acher, V'dashinim B'gemara, Melam Sheshomel Yisrael Agav Soda Acheres, Elo Zok Rashi, Shomel Beis Soda, Bo'it Soda, Kama Yisrael Yofa, Koidim Shenechlu Men Aruga Azois, V'kama Yofa Achshav, and how much the value would be at this point, V'hashtalim Mishalim Kulu Dot Mea, and therefore you're not going to pay the full value of what he ate, and certainly the Mishal Akech Beis Sok, Shibit Fuasa, Ein Mizalzul Ba, Bishvil Hefsel Aruga Achas, Ki'im Da V'mut, that certainly you don't devalue the price of a Beis Sok based on one small row that is missing from the entire Beis Sa, and therefore, of course, that would come out a lower payment for the Mazik, and this is beneficial to the Mazik. Mishnah continues, Rav Shimon Omer, Rav Shimon argued in Tanakhama, he says, Achal Peres Gemurim, that if the Tzoyin ate ripe Peres, Mishalem is Peres Gemurim, Im Sa Sa, Im Sasayim Sasayim, then you actually pay based on the full value of the Peres. If it would be a Sa, you'd pay a full Sa, and if you ate a Sasayim, you'd have to pay two Sa, and as Rashi points out, Rav Shimon is only arguing in Tanakhama in the case of Peres Gemurim, Shekvah Bishl called Sochen. However, certainly Rav Shimon would agree to the Tanakhama in a case where the peers were not yet nigmur kol tzochon and were not completely ripe, and then of course you would be shaminon agav soda ayin in Rashi. And the Gemara begins, Tanur Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa that our Mishnah mentioned no b'fenei karoi or lo no b'fenei karoi, and the Gemara states ezu karoi ve'ezu shlo karoi, was considered that you locked the gate properly and what is considered when you didn't lock the gate properly. And the Gemara explains del shichay lam bruch mitzuyo zeh karoi, that if you have a door that could withstand a normal wind, that's considered a shmur prusa, and that is considered good enough to guard this animal. However, if this gate cannot withstand a ruach mitzuya, then zel shalaykaroi, this is considered that Reuven did not lock the gate properly in front of his sheep, and therefore Reuven is chayib. And Lamaik says, certainly by putting up a door that could withstand a ruach mitzuya, that is not a great shmira, and that is considered a shmira prusa. And also, before we continue, let's keep in mind that since our Mishnah is talking about a tzoyin, and a tzoyin doesn't have horns, and therefore it's not normal for it to go and be mazik with Karen and doing something with the Dvar Mishunah, so when our Mishnah speaks about tzoyin, it must be referring to a case where the tzoyin damaged either with his chain or regal, and of course those are cases where the animal is always a mu'ud, and therefore you always pay nezek shalim, and therefore Amr Amani Bapatish, or Amani Bapatish now tells us, Man Tana Mu'ud, the Sugle B'Shmir Prusa, who is the man that Amr hold that even by a mu'ud, it's enough to have a Shmir Prusa, and you don't need a Shmir Mu'la. Rabbi Yehuda, he does must be going like Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanan, as we learned in the Mishnah, that Memheim Beis, Kashu Balu Ben Mesira, if the owner of an animal tied up its animal with its reins, and that is considered a shmir prusa, or the null in front of Karoi, or the owner closed up the gate in front of the animal and he did so properly, but it was a shmir prusa and it was not a shmir meula, as the door was able to withstand the ruach mitzuya, but was not able to withstand the ruach she'en mitzuya, the yatsa v'hizik, and then the animal escapes and goes in and mazik someone, echa tam v'echamun chayiv de rameya. The rameya hold that there's a requirement to have a shmir meula by a tam as well as by a mu'ud, and therefore ruin b'chayiv, and certainly our Mishnah doesn't seem like rameya, because our Mishnah we said that as long as they have the shmir prusa, then Reuven will be potter by a mu'ud. And Rabbi Huda Imer, Rabbi Huda argues on Rameya, and he said, Tam Chayiv, that although you require a shmir ula by a tam, and therefore Reuven be chayiv, but mu'ud potter, but ben gei mu'ud, the Torah actually has been mired in the shmirah, and says that even a shmir prusa is enough. Since Reuven guarded this animal with the meseria or nala from a karayu, and he had a shmir prusa, therefore Reuven will be potter, shenem, as the pasuk stated, v'lo yishmir and bailav, v'sham u'za, and this animal that is a mu'ud is considered guarded, as he at least has a shmir prusa, and he's not roaming free. And Rabbi Leza Imeh, Rabbi Leza argues on Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Huda, and he says Ein Lishmir Elasakin, that the only way to guard a muad is only by killing the animal, and there's no other way to guard a muad. And according to Rabbi Leza, if an animal that's a muad goes and damages someone's property, even if Reuven guarded it with the Shmir Meula, Reuven would still be chayiv. Therefore, Ramani Bar Patash points out that just like we see with the Gei the Hezek of Karen, that the only Tana that holds that a Shmir Pchusa is enough for a muad is Rabbi Huda, and all the other Mandarim argue on him. Therefore, our Mishnah was talking about a case of muad mitchilasai, because we're talking about a case of Shein Viregel, which are always muad mitchilasai, and the Mishnah teaches us that Reuven would be Pata as long as he had a Shmir Pchusa, so L'chiro, it must be going like Rabbi Huda, and not like Rameya, not like Rabbi Leza. And the Gemara answers, I feel the tame Rameya. Really, we could say our Mishnah is even going like Rameya. And so, though certainly Benegea of Muad by Karen, Rameya requires a Shmir Mu'ula, and he would be Mechayev Reuven if Reuven only guarded his animal with a Shmir Prusa by Karen. However, Benegea Shein Viregel, he actually is Mekel, and he holds that as long as Reuven guarded his animal with a Shmir Prusa by Shein Viregel, then Reuven would be Pata. And as the Gemara states, Shani Shein Viregel, that Ter Miyat B'Shmirasan, that Shein Viregel is different because the Ter is Memayat in the Shmira, the Amr Rabbi Leza, because Rabbi Leza taught us for Amri Lon, some say Masisa Tana has taught us in Brisa, Abad Verma, Tera Miyat B'Shmirasan. There are four things that the Torah is Memayat in their responsibility and in the way that you have to guard it. Ve'elu Hain, Bar Ve'esh, Shein Viregel, referring to Bar, Esh, and Shein Viregel, Bar D'Chsiv, where do we see this concept of Miyat B'Shmirasan, but the Gei Bar, as the Pasuk says, Ki Yiftachish Bar, or Ki Yichrish Bar, that if someone opens up a bar or digs a bar, then certainly he's going to be Chayiv, V'lei Chasenu, only if he doesn't cover up the bar, Haki So, Pata, but if he covers up the bar and he doesn't even fill up the bar, that Reuven would be Pata, even though he actually dug this bar. And L'chayiv, the Pashas, you would think that the only way that Reuven will be able to take away his responsibility for someone getting damage in his bar is only if he actually replaces the dirt and makes sure to put the bar back into its original condition and make sure to fill up the bar. And therefore we see that the Torah is Memayit in his Shmira and says even if you cover it up well, that would be good enough. And Eish Tichsiv, Shali Shalom HaMavis HaBeira, Ad Ha'avik Ke'in Ma'avir, that we see B'negei Eish, that the only way the person's Chayiv is only if he's the one that actually makes this fire. And as Rashi says, it has to be Ke'in Ma'avir, and it has to be that Reuven was Mamish Peshea, and Shein Tichsiv, Ubiya B'stei Acha, B'negei Shein, it says in the Pasuk that he was Biya B'stei Acha, and he ate in someone else's field, Ad Ha'avik Ke'in Ubiya, and therefore it has to be B'yadayim, as Rashi says, Ke'in Sheikh Lenel B'hemtai, B'yadayim, just like a person gives his behemoth to eat B'yadayim, claim of a Pshia, and therefore the only way that Reuven would be Chayiv for his animal eating in someone else's field is only if Reuven was Mamish Peshea, and Regel Tichsiv, and also we find B'negei Regel that the Pasuk says, V'shilach, Ad Ha'avik Ke'in V'shilach, that the only way he's Chayiv is only if his animal damages someone else's property in a similar fashion as if he brought the animal there and he caused the animal to trample on the person's produce. Once again, the Torah is only mechayiv a person for the damages that are caused by his animal's regal, only if it's bepshia. Therefore, we see that the Torah is mechayiv in the responsibility that a person has to guard the animal and in the ways that the person would be chayiv for the damages that his animal causes. And therefore, b'negei shmira, the Torah is also mechayiv that b'negei shein v'regal, even though the mu'ud b'tchilasan that he paid nezek shalim, but l'maisa, the only way that it'll be chayiv is if they didn't guard the animal at all, and it wasn't even null b'fnei akaro. But once you had a shmir p'chusa, then even Rameya would agree that Reuven would be pata, and therefore a Mishnah doesn't have to necessarily be like Rabbi Huda, and it could even be going like the Shita of Rameya. The Gemara continues that we just brought the pasuk of Ubiya b'stei acha b'negei shein, and the pasuk of Vishilach b'iriyah b'negei regal, and the Gemara brings that how do we know that that's talking about shein regal? V'tanya, we learned in the Brisa, which we already learned on that base, Vishilach zeh regal, that the pasuk of Vishilach is referring to regal, v'chein oimah, mishalchi regal ashar v'chamar, Ubiya zeh shein, v'chein oimah, kashivar golol atumai. The Gemara ends off, time to other kein Vishilach b'iriyah, and the only reason why Reuven is chayiv is only because he was pesheah in the shmira of these animals, and therefore it says if he actually brought the animal there in order to be mazik his friend's field or his friend's produce, haloi ovid loi. But if Reuven wasn't a pesheah and he was no but fun of karo, then it's considered that he actually guarded the animal, and therefore he would be pata even according to Rameya. The Gemara continues, Amar Rabba, and Rabba states masisinami deka, and from our Mishnah it's also meduyik that the Mishnah is going like Shita Rameya and not like Rabbi Yehuda, the Tani Tzayin, because our Mishnah specifically talks about a case of Hakrinis Tzayin Ladir, Mechtei, and let us see, Bishar Kaskin of Asi, that prior to this we were always talking about cases of Shar, Nisni Shar, why didn't the Mishnah continue and speak about a case where it was Hakrinis Shar Ladir, Maishnah, the Tani Tzayin, and why would our Mishnah all of a sudden switch gears and now speak about a case of Tzayin? So it must be, La Mishum, that Tarimir to Bishmirasan, and it must be that the Mishnah is trying to be Mechadish to us that according to Rameya, in the case of our Mishnah, the Tarim might be Bishmirasan and only requires a Shmir Prusa, and as the Gemara continues, Lab Mishum, the Kan Karen like Sivaba, Shem Regal Hudak Sivaba, that over here, since we're talking about a case of tzayin, therefore a carrot is not roi because a tzayin doesn't have horns, and therefore it must be a case of shein v'regel, the kamash mulan, the shein v'regel, the mu'adimu, that even though we're talking about a case of shein v'regel on Mishnah, which are mu'adim mitchlasan, even so, Rav Meir would hold that all you need is a shmir p'chusa, and as long as you were no b'fanel karo, Reuven would be pata, shma mina, it's a good raya. And as Rashi points out, that Rabbah is bringing a raya, not only that a Mishnah could be like Rav Meir, but a Mishnah is muchach, that it's like Rav Meir, and not like Rav Yudah. And as Rashi says, masis namideka, the time mishum that teremitha, al bekerem wadas, lav k'Rav Yudah's relay, that pun faket, that we see from our Mishnah, that b'degay, a case of kerem wadas, that we would not hold like Rav Yudah, and a shmir p'chusa would not be good enough, according to Rav Meir, and according to our Mishnah. Before we finish, let's point out two different points that Taisus makes. Number one, Diva Maskel Man Tanamur B'Shmir Prusa Sagilai, and the Gemara thought that our Mishnah has to be going like Rabbi Yehuda, and Zok Taisus B'Sfilei the Gemara Hashda the Mur De Shem Regel K'Mur De Karen, that there is no difference between the case of Mur of Shem Regel and Mur De Karen. Alachikam Rabbi Yehuda he to Rabbi Meir Gehek the Bay Shmir Ula B'Mur De Karen. Alachinami Bay B'Shem Regel. That's the point of Rabbi Meir. Just like you require Shmir Ula by Mur of Karen, therefore Rabbi Meir would require that by Shem Regel and Avagad the Karen Kreiksiv. And even though the Chira we learned is out of a pasuk B'Degei Karen, but we don't see that pasuk B'Degei Shem Regel. However, Zok Taisus Nilman Sasim Mufurish, we would learn the thing that Sasim from the thing that's Mufurish, and therefore we learn the Din of Shem Regel according to Rameya from the Dinam of Karen. V'Oid the Kul of the Zokin Basa Karen. Since the Dinam of Shem Regel are stated after the Din of Karen, the Kaima Hu Din Shmir HaMufurish Ba. Therefore, as if the Torah is telling us all the Dinam that we just mentioned regarding a animal that's a Muad for Karen would apply to the case of Shem Regel, which are Muad Mitchilasan, and also Ayin the Top Taisus on Abed, where he wants to understand why do we have the Parak Hakainis right after the prior Parak, if the prior Parak is talking about Bar and Lechiru, the Parak of Hakain Sein Ladea, which is discussing the proper Shmira for a Tzayin and for animals, should have followed the Dinam of Shar. Taisa says that in Chanami, but Ella Agav the Tana Nafal above Hivish Meimav, that since we had the Mishnah on Daf Mem Zayin and Beis that spoke about a Bar, Tana Basrei, Mila the Bar, therefore we continue discussing the Dinam of Bar. Once we complete discussing the Dinam of Bar, we now return to discuss the Dinam of Shmira of an animal. Inami, Mila the Bar, Roy Lishna Istrila, Kainim Shishna, Dina Shmira, the Lemaisa, we have to talk about the Dinam of the Hezekah Bar prior to discussing the Dinam of Shmir of an animal, the Gam Dina Eish, Hare Lishna Estila, and really we should speak about the Dinam of Eish prior to the Dinam of the guarding of an animal, Ala Agu the Tanam, Kiso Kuro, the Bar, the Hustuch Lahasal, Din Peseach Bekaira, Shaboy Dibak Kosov. However, since we had to speak about the Dinam of Shmir of Bar, therefore we went on and we continued to discuss the Dinam of Shmira of an animal, and then we first start talking about the actual Hezek of Eish, Ayin and Tesis, and we will stop over here.